Community is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
So I don't mind, oh no, no I don't mind, oh no. Cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
All right, welcome everybody, it's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
It sure is.
And it is smoky and hot out.
It is both of those things.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I could do without the smoke, but I'll take the heat.
Yeah, it was, I was telling you yesterday that I got to Toronto and I was like, man, I feel like my car's on fire. I didn't know there was a smoke ban or a smoke warning.
Oh, okay.
And I got out of my car and I was like, first of all, it looked like
it was just kind
green
of gross.
And overcast. Yeah. And yeah, it was a weird kind of.
It was weird. It was
yeah.
The only good thing was last night was a little bit fresher. It wasn't quite as hot last night, and it was a little bit fresher in the air. But even this morning when I went outside, it kind of smelled like a campfire, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, I was outside around 5:30 this morning.
You were doing really good stuff at 5:30 this morning, and by that I mean putting out the recycling.
Yeah,
lots of it.
I was. And anyway, it was already green and smoky. Like, it smelled like a fam. I like the smell. I'm not opposed to it. It just smells like you're at a campfire everywhere.
Well, when it means there's a wildfire, it's not a good sign.
I know, but I'm just saying.
If I was at a campfire, I'd be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't.
No. All right. Well, let's listen to the rest of this and then we'll come back and talk more nonsense.
I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least this what I make it, so I don't mind. Oh, no. No, I don't mind. Oh, no. Cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
It's a great day nonetheless, even though it's a little smoky.
You were going to say it's Terry again. I think
no.
You forgot we did that already.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was just being nice.
Okay.
All right.
People appreciate that when you're nice.
Yeah, I appreciate when I'm nice.
All right. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, you picked the theme, which I think is kind of interesting. I thought it was a good theme. It's songs that we would unexpectedly listen to.
Yes, so songs that people would be surprised each of us like. And a couple of mine I couldn't play on the air. I really wanted to surprise everyone and admit that I liked an Eminem song. But when
you actually really like Eminem.
Well, not really. I don't know why. I'm just intrigued, I guess. But when you listen to his lyrics, they're very rough and they're very sweary. And I couldn't find a song that didn't have an E beside it.
Yeah.
And the one I wanted to play was Watch It Burn or Burn, whatever it's called, with him and Rihanna.
Yep.
And it has lots of swear words in it.
Yeah, so it does.
And I thought maybe there was a radio version.
No.
But there's not.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I think they say bad words on the radio now. That's just not this radio station, apparently.
Yeah, not. I mean, you can have explicit words after 11 o'clock at night.
That's why you like your midnight show.
I do like my midnight show. I don't have to worry about swear words.
Exactly. But anyway,
really
so we're not.
I don't really play any stuff with swearing.
No, you don't. You don't. The point of that was, I think people who know me would be surprised to know that I like an Eminem song because it is out of character for me. So that was the theme for songs that would surprise you. And they're obviously out of context, typical Terry stuff, not the stuff you're going to normally hear from him and not the stuff you normally hear from me. And even when we pulled up each other's lists because we did them apart from each other, we're like, wow, dude, that's a weird song for you. And
same, vice versa.
You said the same. You're like, these are crazy songs. But when we talk about them, you'll understand why. And I'm sure you already kind of got the theme. So
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is show 105. So we are 2 years and one weekend.
You're right.
Yeah.
I had to do some math there.
52 times 2
is 104.
I got it. Plus 1 is 5.
All right. Yeah. What did you pick first?
So in no particular order, I actually picked Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer. Now, I actually looked at all hundreds of songs that they have, and I thought this is just, I like this song. Most people would know that I'm a huge Simon and Garfunkel fan.
I know. You say it a lot because you always reminisce about your parents and how much they like Simon and Garfunkel. So I don't think it's a complete departure from Terry's stuff.
No, but I mean, it's not stuff that I would play on a regular basis. I mean, I play it at trivia or whatever in that era or genre, but I typically don't play.
I don't think when people think of you, they think of Simon and Garfunkel.
No, but I mean, we went and saw that show, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were so good, the guys that did the show. They were great. Right. I would see it again.
So would I, actually. Yeah. I liked it that much. So go ahead, let's play The Boxer.
Okay, here we go. Little Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. I left my home and my family. I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. And a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. La 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 la
I forget how much accompaniment is in that song.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But the next song is very different. Like literally a full 180.
Oh, man. It's a 180 plus a bunch.
Right.
It's
twice.
Crazy.
Probably. Complete departure in terms of era, genre, style of music, upbeat, different. Just crazy. So the first one that I picked actually is Where's My Husband? And full disclosure, I did not know this song until New Year's Eve this year. It was the song that our daughter used for her bouquet toss at her wedding. And I literally had never heard of it. So I have admitted before that I'm not young and I'm not cool and I do not know most new music. And I think this is newer.
It's funny because somebody asked me, did we want to go to Blues Fest this week? And I go, no, man, I'm doing a run with Diplo in Philadelphia. And somebody wrote back, what's a Diplo?
No one knows who Diplo is if you're our age.
No, well, maybe.
Well, you're not. Well, anyways. Yeah, I was going to say you're not that cool. But we happen to have a 27-year-old son who keeps us somewhat relevant and in the know of that stuff.
But I knew who Diplo was.
Well, I didn't, so I'm not cool.
No, that's fair.
You're much cooler than I am.
I am.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and play my song anyways. We're going to play Where Is My Husband? Because this reminds me of our daughter's wedding. And you would be surprised that I like this song.
Husband is coming.
Where's your husband?
I ask myself that a lot. I was just thinking when that was playing that I actually continue to say that throughout our entire life because you will say, I'm going to run to Canadian Tire, which should be
half
maybe a 45-minute endeavor. Well, it takes 10 minutes to get there. half an hour to do whatever you need to do and 10 minutes to get back. And then sometimes you come back like 2 hours later and I say, where the hell is my husband? And you
ran into somebody
and you had to chat for an hour because you're a very chatty, friendly guy.
I am a chatty Kathy.
I know, but it's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
No, but I don't think so. I have said in my life, where the hell is my husband?
Yeah. And he's right here.
I know.
Hanging out.
That's right. You were on time. You're always on time for this, actually. You know what you're always on time for? I will say you are never late for church. It makes you crazy if we're going to be late for church, especially like Christmas Eve Mass. You always want to go 2 hours early to Christmas Eve Mass, which is unnecessary. You were never late for races. So I used to say things that Terry's never late for is Mass, races. So when our son raced motocross, you were never late for that. And you're never late for this.
Correct.
We typically come to this together. And so sometems I'm standing at the door about 10 after 3 saying, we got to go. Because it does take us about 20 minutes, maybe a little bit more to get down here, depending on Kingston construction.
Yeah, man. Where was I going on Monday?
Somewhere that you were super annoyed because you said you had to work your way backward.
I had to go to the doctor. Doctor. So I literally drove back out of town to go into town. Like, it was such a zigzag. I was like 15 minutes late, and the lady just looks at me and went, traffic? And I went, yeah. She goes, oh, yeah, everything is so backed up.
I know, it's crazy.
But
so,
yeah.
That's why I say, where the hell is my husband? Now, you picked the next song.
I picked another song. It's kind of, you know, another song that my parents used to like
that's
and listen to.
That's not a shock.
I know, but it's stuff that people wouldn't hear me play.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm playing Neil Sedaka in our backyard very often.
No, you're definitely not doing that in the backyard.
Yeah, so, but it's songs that I do like. It's kind of, I don't know, what do they call that, a guilty pleasure?
No, yeah, but yeah,
little
I get
hidden,
it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but I like listening to this stuff. It just brings back really good memories for me as being a kid.
All right, well, let's hear it.
A little Neil Sedaka. Where did it go?
I don't know. What happened?
What did I do here? Oh, man.
You didn't press the right button.
I didn't press the right button.
Treat me cruel. You hurt me, and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. Don't ever leave me. Say you'll never go.
Awesome little song.
Why were the songs back then so much shorter?
I think it just had a lot to do with the recording.
Maybe. Right? There was also not collaborations. It was like either the guy or the band. And now it's always this guy featuring this guy, and that guy.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a lot easier because now they can actually record it, send it to another studio digitally, and record it. They couldn't do that back then.
Yeah.
They had to like splice it, send an 8-track or a reel, it's just a lot harder to do. But I mean,
and
a lot of stuff was recorded in mono too, right? Yeah. So it was only one sided. So sometimes when I play something, I'll play a Beatles song, and it's typically most of the Beatles stuff is mono. So on one side, so the left side of the speakers, all the music's playing, and on the right side, only the words are coming out.
Interesting.
So you almost have to flip your mixer into mono for them to split and both play on the same side. So it's kind of interesting when you get stuff like that. But
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I just see
he died recently too, in February of this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sucks.
A bummer.
It is. He was, you know, I grew up listening to him, and I just think it's a really nice little song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I picked the next song.
You did, but I also said when we were talking, I said,
it's funny, we both
I would
here.
Be like, yeah, I don't want people, you know, for the longest time, I have not liked Nickelback. And it has nothing to do with the band. I think they're really good. Chad Kroeger and them are a great band. The problem is they just got so much airplay.
Yeah, it was way overplayed for a very long time.
That song, Hero?
Oh, no, I was thinking about Photograph.
Oh, all of it.
Like
it just,
for whatever year that was, every single time you turned on the radio, which back then we were listening to the radio.
I think it was Spider-Man song, though, was Hero.
I don't remember what it was. I just know that they were way overplayed. And so since you've been doing trivia, which is a very, very long time, every single time you've played Nickelback, you've said under your breath, worst band ever.
Yeah.
And every time you play U2, you say, best band ever.
Well, they are the best
so
band ever.
So people know exactly where you stand on things. And it was funny because lately, you've had a change of opinion.
I have. And not that I've changed my opinion on you too, but I've changed my opinion on Nickelback. I've done a few weddings.
Look at you evolving.
I know, it's crazy. I don't like it. I'm happy unevolved. But there's been a couple of really good weddings lately where the families have said, listen, you know, we love Nickelback, and here's five Nickelback songs that we want played. And I'm like,
play whatever they want.
Sure, it's their wedding. I'll play the whole damn album if you want. But begrudgingly, I've played it, and then I'm like, man, and I've added to my playlist.
Rats, right?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So when I was selecting my songs that would surprise people, I picked a Nickelback song because I thought, huh, I can finally admit that I like Nickelback, which was funny because then I got home, and we were starting to merge our playlists, and you said, I better add a Nickelback song because people will be surprised that I've turned the corner on them. And I said, I got you. I already picked one for the exact same reason.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, let's play it. And
all
you
right.
picked Rockstar.
I did pick Rockstar.
Okay, here we go.
I'm through with standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars, mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Without the tassels, hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses.
dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. We're gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, be a rock star.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the best house, electronic, and obviously we're going to be playing some disco. It's every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Tune in at CFRC 101.9.
Disco Rick.
Right?
Love it.
Sounds very cool. Rock Island
Sound. Oh, what that was doing? Me. I don't know. I hit the wrong button.
Must be the heat and the smoke.
No, I hit the wrong button. I was trying to press the turn off that, but
at least you're being honest.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying
to
do too many things at once, is what you're trying to do. Because you're trying to call up the rounds for tonight for Spearhead.
I was.
And you were answering a text message.
No, I wasn't.
You're just saying.
I had already answered the test message. Somebody
All right,
asked me
let's
something.
Do the weekend roundup.
All right, so tonight I have Spearhead. Yep. It's going to be great. Weather
is great. I'm going to be on the patio.
Yeah, so there's patio and there's inside. So you can choose whatever you want. Just let me know. Text us, Facebook message us, or just contact Spearhead and they'll make a booking for you as well. So any way you can get to it. So rounds for tonight, we have, as usual, we're going through the alphabet. So the first round is going to be songs that start with J. They're pretty good, I think. And they're always fun, right? And then the second one, somebody had asked me, we haven't done it in a long time, songs from the movies. So I went old, new, old, new, old, new. And it's pretty good. I like that one. And then songs inspired by places. So that one was really fun as well. And the last round is, it's called Is This Kesha? Hmm. So Marky Mark on your team, yes, thinks everything from 2000 above that is a female artist is Kesha.
He does.
So
just writes Kesha.
He just writes Kesha. So
there's a lot of girls in there who could be Kesha.
There
or
is.
Like, in my mind, Ariana Grande. They're the same person.
They're not.
And
but
that
anyway.
Other one, what's her, the cute one? I can't remember her name.
You're the thinking one that's Sabrina likes. Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter. They're all the same thing.
Espresso.
I bet they're not the same thing.
They are not the same thing at all. Anyway, so there's a round called Is This Kesha? So, yeah, that's going to be good. Then tomorrow, Kieran and I are getting up, and we're taking off. We're going to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow night, we're going to see Shane Gillis in concert. Comedian, it's going to be great. And then we get up Saturday morning super early, and we're running 5K with the DJ Diplo.
Okay.
And then we're going to a Diplo Darty, like a... Okay. Afternoon day party, mm-hmm, and then I'm going to do some shopping, and then I'll be home tomorrow night, or no, Saturday night.
Right.
And then Sunday, I'm going to watch the All-Ireland hurling match at the Loaf in Ale. Old stomping ground, weird, mm-hmm, but that's where we're going. It's one of our sponsors for our hurling. And then I'm going to watch the soccer final. And then I'm going up to Blues Fest to watch the Guess Who.
Wow.
It's a busy weekend.
Very busy, and none of that includes me.
No, none of it does.
Well, I'm not going to come to Spearhead tonight then.
All right then. You find your way home. That's on you then, I guess.
But then we came in one car. I am going to go to Spearhead tonight. I actually know people have a credit card, and we have a son who would pick me up if I wanted him to.
I know you would.
So I could figure it out.
Yes.
Well, what I'm doing is not quite as adventuresome or interesting. However, I'm doing stuff too.
Yeah, okay.
It's not quite as cool.
No.
I want a Spearhead tonight.
Perfect.
I'm going to spend some time alone at the house this weekend that I'm very excited about.
I bet you are.
Clean the house from top to bottom and play really loud music while I do it.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon, I have a home inspection. So somebody recently purchased a home with me, and it was conditional on inspection, as they should be. And so I have a home inspection Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
And Sunday, I'm actually heading out of town to help someone that is not in Kingston look at a house that they're quite interested in. So I'm really excited about that adventure. It's going to take me a bit of a drive, and I also like to drive and listen to loud music, which is a theme, obviously. I like to listen to loud music. So I'm going to have a lovely day, but it's mostly going to be on my own.
Yeah, I never knew until how much you listen to music so loud until I took your car out a couple of times. And when I started the car, it was blaring. And I'm like, oh my God. Well,
it depends what song was on when I got out of the car.
I know, but if I'm listening to music and I stop my car, I turn it down. You just shut it off. And then the volume is just at like 150 of max. It's crazy.
Well, I like my music.
There you go.
I guess I'll meet up with you sometime late Sunday night.
Sure.
Yeah,
that'll
work. That's what we're doing. Not hanging out together. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I know. Hey, just going to mention.
But I am going to go for a swim tonight.
Okay. When we get home. Cool. That was a detail no one cared about.
No, you can come sit down. We can be with me while I'm swimming is what I'm saying.
Right. I was just going to share that Terry and I were recently interviewed on a podcast called the Beyond I Do podcast, if anybody wants to listen to it.
It is nonsense.
Our episode was just released. Essentially, it's about what happens after I do. And
I think we recorded that like a year ago almost.
It was a while ago because we're saying like when the wedding happens and if our daughter's pregnant and both of those things have happened. So for sure it was at least 6 months ago. But the episode was just released. The couple, it's an American couple who hosts this podcast, and they focus on stories of successful marriages and ask for advice for whatever it's worth. We'll give you our 2 cents worth, and we tell you how we fight and how we generally laugh through it all and how we've stayed married for 32 years now. And it's kind of fun. So you can look that up on any of your favorite platforms. It's called the Beyond I Do
podcast. Did you post it anywhere?
Not yet. I'm going to post it on our socials. I just got the links from her today.
Okay.
So I will share it on our socials. It's kind of funny. We think we're funny. So if you want more than an hour of us and music and just us talking, you can also listen to us talk there.
It's just nonsense.
So let's stop talking now.
All right.
Also, just wanted to point out that the second next song coming, I also picked.
This one or
this
one?
No, the one below it. It's funny because we picked the same song, but I didn't pick the artist. I know why you picked that artist because that's the radio version. But let's jump ahead to whatever you picked. Now, you were obviously in the past with these mellow songs. And
I picked this because I'm a huge movie person and I love movie soundtracks.
I agree.
And I was doing movie music this morning.
I was trying to prove I was cool.
Oh, no, I don't need to prove I'm cool.
You're actually disproving that you're cool with your choices.
I don't actually care if anybody thinks I'm cool. I got to be honest. I'm happy with me.
I know. I'm just saying that most of my stuff is very typical of me, but then I picked some stuff that was a little wackier off the wall for me because you're like, oh, she does have a little bit of a heavy metal side in her,
or
she does have a little alternative in her. So let's go ahead and listen to your next song, which is the Down Easter Alexa by Billy Joel.
Yeah, and I like this one. This is where...
It's the George Clooney movie that you're going to talk about.
Well, I won't even talk about it. Perfect Storm. But I'm not going to talk about it.
I can read your brain. You got stuck and I told you what you were going to say.
No, you didn't.
You're welcome. Sleep.
make a living as a baby man anymore. There ain't much future for a man that works the sea, but there ain't no island left for islanders like me. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh. Yeah, that was a great movie, great song, and yeah, I really like that one. I like that we got to go there to Gloucester in Massachusetts.
We saw,
you saw that whole memorial for the six men that actually died on that ship.
Yes.
So.
And then we went out on a boat in that very spot.
Yeah, that same spot.
That was silly.
Yeah, but it was really cool, actually. That whole trip was really, really exciting, and I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. I got to be honest.
It was great. We went whale watching, and we saw a
pack of dolphins.
I was
going to
say school. I don't know what the right word for dolphins is, but a bunch.
A lot.
That's right.
The guy kept saying, like, they shouldn't be here. They're not meant to be here.
Yeah,
it's too late in the season.
They were playing in the wake behind our boat.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was a pretty
hundreds
neat
of them.
It was a neat adventure. Mm-hmm. So I picked the next song. It was more about the artist because I think people would be surprised to know that I like Miley Cyrus.
Do you like Miley Cyrus because she's related to Dolly Parton, or do you like Miley Cyrus because you like Miley Cyrus?
Both.
Okay.
I do like that she's related to Dolly Parton because I love Dolly. Mm-hmm. She went through a really crazy, wild phase, Miley Cyrus did, and I'm never a fan of that phase, but she's matured and she's grown up and she does have a fantastic voice.
Yeah.
And so some of that middle ground stuff, like I really liked her as Hannah Montana, obviously, mm-hmm. there's good memories attached to that. And then her stuff now is better, but in the middle, she was a little weird and a little strange for a while. But again, it's that awkward growing up stage. So I wanted to highlight
that. Expressing herself.
I am a fan of Miley Cyrus. And so we're going to listen to Flowers because that's a fun song.
It is. All right, here we go.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Your future starts now. Explore future career and educational opportunities at the Thursday, September 24th Career and Further Education Fair. Drop by the main gym of the Athletics and Recreation Center anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Meet in person with employers and representatives from graduate and professional education programs. While you're there, get a free professional headshot at the LinkedIn photo booth. This event is open to all FIN students of all years.
Well, all right then. Go get your photos taken.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right. I picked this song for... I used to love the show Glee. And yeah. It was kind of one of those shows that...
And that's a little secret. You don't tell people too much that you liked Glee.
Yeah, it was really good, though.
It was good. Why wouldn't you like Glee? It was great.
Yeah, it was good. It was basically a musical.
Well, and you like Broadway.
And I do love Broadway. So, so I picked Billionaire because I love Bruno Mars and Travis McCoy's version of it. Couldn't play the sweary version.
No, but this one is radio friendly, I believe.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, I thought this was a great little song, and you love this song
as
well.
I do love this. So it's twofold for me because I also love Glee, and I love this song. But this is also like a memory for us from our cruise.
Yeah.
So remember when we're on a cruise, we like to, at the end of the night, end it at the piano bar. And usually the piano bar is just a big sing-song, and everybody sings along with whatever songs they request, and the piano guy will play them. And there was a couple there who I couldn't tell you where they were from, but they were some...
I remember where they were from, Chicago.
You're going to say that.
No. You're talking about the guy with the guitar and the lady that sang?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were from Chicago. Okay.
I added them on Instagram, but they never post anything. Anyways, they did the most beautiful version of Billionaire. And for the 7 nights we were on the cruise, every single night they would pay the guy to accompany them and they'd play it, which made me fall back in love with the song and now reminds me of that cruise.
Yeah, because it's an older song. It's from 2010.
It's a great song.
It's an old song. It's 15 years old.
Fantastic version, so it makes me happy thinking about our cruise.
Yeah.
And this is also a good version.
These guys were from Chicago. I remember specifically because he was quite happy to be away from Chicago.
Well, I bet it was
minus a million.
Yeah, we were there New Year's Eve, so yeah. January.
All right, so here we go. A little Glee Billionaire.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I will have a show like Oprah. I will be the host of every day Christmas. Give Artie a wish list. I'll probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had it. Give away a few Mercedes like, here lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Artie Claus minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'll probably visit with Katrina here. And Don Shore do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own thing.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
oh, what you see, bro?
I see my name is shining light.
Uh-huh.
Dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the fives, 20s, 10s, and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly.
I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
I like that Artie on the wheelchair was singing in there.
I know,
funny.
That is the guy who
is funny.
The wheelchair guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's keep it rolling because we want to get some more songs in. And again, this is a complete left turn from what we just played, but I wanted to show there is a deeper, darker side of Sherry. Not that this is particularly deep or dark. However, you wouldn't expect to hear me listening to this. So we're going to play a little Def Leppard.
Which is funny. I saw them last year at Blues Fest. They were great. Yeah, they were amazing.
Again, didn't take me.
No, I was a guest.
I know.
As a guest, you don't get to go, hey, I'm going to bring people with me.
You would. I've seen you do things like that.
Yeah, but I didn't.
But you didn't this time. That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to go to a hot concert in Ottawa this weekend.
No.
But let's go ahead and play Photograph by Def Leppard.
All righty.
You're too much. You're the only one.
They played the heck out of this song last year at Blues Fest. It was great. They were amazing. And the fact that drummer's only had one arm for years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I picked this. I also forgot to mention my show will be playing tomorrow night at midnight till 2 a.m. So we've got that in there as well, Into the Darkness. So don't forget to listen to that. It is going to be a pre-record because I am away.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody. All right, I picked this song. It's from In the Heights. It's a musical. So, again, something that most people don't know about me. Well, I guess if you've listened to the show, you kind of figured it out by now. I love musicals. I love going to see live theater. I think it's fantastic. You went and saw Grease, right? Didn't you? Or that didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen.
Oh, all right. I think you were meant to.
We were supposed to, and then it didn't happen. Yeah. And then it got all messed up. Anyways, it was a messed up weekend.
Yeah. All right. So this song, Piragua, is about ice water.
Oh, okay. And this is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is our hero.
He is. So I love this song, and I love this.
Oh, que calor, que calor, que calor, que calor. Oh, oh. Oh, Piragua, Piragua. Piragua, 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 so sweet and nice, Piragua. Tengo de mango, tengo de parcha, de piña y de fresa. Tengo de china, de limón, de peso y de peseta. Hey, Piragua, Piragua. Hotter than the islands are today. And Mr. Softy's trying to shut me down. But I keep scraping by till I can say, hey, pana, I run this town. Piragua, Piragua. Keep scraping by, Piragua, Piragua, Piragua. Scraping by, lay, lo, de, lo, lay, lo, de, lo, lay. Keep scraping by, keep scraping by, lo, de, lo, lay. Keep scraping by. Oh, que calor, que calor, que calor, que calor, que calor.
This dude could sing the phone book, man. That guy's amazing.
He sang a textbook and made himself a zillionaire from it. So, he could.
Crazy.
Let's squeeze in the last song because it's pretty fun and it's going to bring back some memories for our Gen X friends. Not my style at all, but it certainly takes me back to my youth because this was popular.
I played this song on my show on Friday.
I know. I think that's what reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Actually, okay. I think you played it at trivia recently. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that song.
Yeah, I love this song.
I really love this song. So we're going to
play it out. Anyway, have a great weekend. Stay frosty, everyone. It is important.
Right.
And stay out of the smoke.
Hey, I just wanted to say, though, with this, we're playing Pass the Dutchie. I'm not endorsing Dutchies. I don't like Dutchies, but this is a great song. So enjoy whatever you do.
Whatever. Have a great weekend.
This generation rules the nation with version. Of the food of love.
Going on. How does it feel when you got no food? 'Cause it's been
recession was there in swing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
How you could feel the chill as I seen and heard them say.